I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, as part of the series on fermented foods, Elspeth talks with a Wellfleet cook who's making sauerkraut.
Helen Miranda Wilson started experimenting with fermented cabbage about a year ago.
The first time I made sauerkraut was in the fall. I had very good results. I did it strictly according to the recipe the first time. White cabbage and caraway seeds, which I love. I didn't want to do anything fancy. And within 2 or 3 days in a, house temperature room, it had started to get that nice, tangy, slightly sour taste that's very fresh.
That taste comes from lactic acid bacteria. They're found naturally on cabbage and many other vegetables. And when cabbage is shredded, salted, and left in a closed container at room temperature, the bacteria start to ferment the vegetable's sugars.
So let's look at what I've got in here, which I started yesterday. You shred it fine so that the salt can penetrate all the little pieces. And then you mix it in well. I add the caraway seeds. Then you put it in a non-reactive crock, in my case a glass bowl. And you put an also non-reactive pressure plate on it. I'm using a dish. And then you weight it with something.
Helen uses a plastic jug filled with water to weigh down the plate. Sometimes she adds a little water to the cabbage mixture, because some cabbages give up plenty of liquid when they're salted, but others release almost nothing. You need some liquid around the cabbage to both keep it submerged in the lactic acid brine and to help it wilt down.
Now I'm going to stir this water in. I added a cup to about a small head of cabbage. And this is Savoy cabbage, because I thought that that might work differently. This is the batch I'm almost done with, which I did with red cabbage because it's so pretty.
So have you tried other varieties of cabbage?
Yes, I've tried the red. I've tried the regular white winter cabbage, which, by the way, I love raw anyway. And I've, of course, pickled other things over the years. One can do this with carrots or burdock or, all kinds of things.
And is it traditionally done in the fall as a way to preserve cabbage?
I think it was originally. And it's always a good way to preserve things that are in the garden if you don't want to freeze them. Mm-hmm. Or can them.
So does it have to stay in the fridge, or can it stay, like, in a basement?
If it's cool enough, it can be in the basement. But again, it's like with making cheese. It depends what the organisms in your basement are. It has to have a slight tang to it before I put it in a cool place, which is basically tucking it in for the night, and then it goes sort of to sleep.
If there aren't enough bacteria already present, you risk allowing other things to grow that might rot or mold the mixture. Helen makes a batch every few weeks, and because she eats it all the time, she just keeps it in the fridge.
But you can also stir it in a cool, dark place that's safe for a long time. Sandra Katz writes about having a crock in the basement in a cool place, but I mean, he lives in Tennessee where it really gets hot. And having it work, once the process starts, the organisms that take it over protect it and keep it from being maybe something you wouldn't want to eat.
Sandor Katz is an author who wrote what many consider the fermenter's Bible, called The Art of Fermentation. Properly prepared, fermented foods like sauerkraut are incredibly good for you. Studies show lactic acid bacteria improve digestion and immune function, may prevent certain cancers, and can even help with mercury detoxification. Of course, sauerkraut is also salty, so Helen says she eats it often rather than in big quantities.
I like to have a dollop with lunch. I use it like a generously eaten condiment. In other words, I don't have it like a big portion of vegetables because I love the taste.
I tried a bite, and the combination of tangy cabbage and pungent caraway is fantastic. Now's the time of year when cabbage is at its best. You can learn more about sauerkraut and other ways to preserve cabbage on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can find that recipe from Helen Miranda Wilson for sauerkraut with caraway seeds. That's at capeandislands.org, where you can subscribe to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.